The Orange FM.
Ready to form Voltron. Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Impracel up. Mega thrusters are go.
Welcome, Voltron fans. This is Mark Morrell, your host for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast, in the 30th anniversary year of Voltron. And we're getting more and more excited as we get closer and closer to September 10th. We're now looking at the time of this recording, 35 days to September 10th. And we are getting more and more excited to be able to celebrate the 30th birthday of Voltron. So what we want to know is, how are you guys going to celebrate it? I want to hear it. I want to hear it on Facebook. I want to hear it on Twitter. I want to hear it either through email or voicemail. So send us all your plans for the 30th birthday of Voltron. We want to hear what you're going to do to celebrate Voltron. Are we going to come together like Voltron? Are we going to form like Voltron? We want to know. All right? So send us through Facebook, through Twitter at Let's Voltron. And also our voicemail is 860-4-MULLET. 860-4-MULLET. If you get a voicemail out there, you'll be hearing it on the podcast. I guarantee it. And then also letsvoltronpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us your emails. Let's Voltron Podcast at gmail.com. We want to hear about it. We want to hear what your plans are for the 30th anniversary of Voltron. Now, we have somebody here with us today who is also going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of Voltron in a special way. And he has been working on some very particular items that you guys are going to be really interested in. And he is also very passionate about what he does, just like George Son when you heard him last time. These guys are from the 80s, okay? These guys liked, you know, properties like Transformers and G.I. Joe and Thundercats and Voltron. I want everybody to give a warm welcome to the owner and founder of Acid Free Gallery, Chris Wofford. Welcome, Chris.
Mark, hey, how you doing?
Oh, it's I'm doing great.
Oh, right? It's great to be here.
I got so excited when I saw your new print that is available now.
Yes.
That's just available today. Okay. So I'm getting really excited about other stuff that might be coming out as well. But I want to talk about first, before we get to anything, let's just talk about this print. We're talking about artist James White.
James White. What an amazing guy. I mean, he's been doing illustration for years. He is actually a speaker and lecturer for Adobe on the Adobe Illustrator circuit. So he is a really popular guy, really nice guy. And he just killed it with this recent Voltron print.
When did you guys first know that you were going to have James White as an artist?
Well, we've been working on this for quite a few months. I've been talking back and forth with James, and he is a huge 80s fan like myself and yourself, and he expressed interest in doing some different things, and he was just perfect for this print, and he just really, really did a great job on it.
Can you describe it in any way for us? I know we don't have the ability to show people over the audio here,
right,
but
right.
I want you to be able to describe it from your perspective.
It's a mind-blowing image of Voltron, just a powerful image with just unbelievable color and texture, and I mean, wait till you see the prints. I mean, the prints just capture all the detail and just the power of Voltron. You know, the blazing sword and the whole all the lines, the different colors that are involved, and he just took everything and just formed a Voltron in its, you know, magnificent state that it is.
And it has the silhouettes of the pilots themselves in different colors as well, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, just below. It's really neat what he did. He did kind of an in scale, you know, with the cartoon and with the different renditions of Voltron. But yeah, he did a great job with it.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, it almost looks like the arms are too big for it. But if you look at it closer, it's pretty much in scale. All the lines are about the same size, right?
Yes, and that's what he tried to do. You know, he was trying to get an animated feel, but you know, in his style, and just try to get the right proportions and just give a really strong feeling to Voltron. And I think he did a good job.
And how many different variants do we have on this one?
Well, we've got the regular version, and then we've got the there's going to be a chrome. It's called a chrome pearl metallic, which is like a really specialized paper. So that's going to be on the variant, and then we have a very limited number of 15 on metal, actually printed on metal. So the real Voltron fans are going to want to try to get those metal and the chrome variants.
That sounds great. I mean, how do you print this stuff on metal?
Well, it's a really specialized process. You know, we take the artwork and it's separated down into a dye sublimation, and then it's actually baked onto the metal. So these prints, you know, they're going to last forever. You know, they're going to last wow. apocalypse. You know,
so the zombie apocalype.
Yes, yes. the metal prints are going to be, you know, here long after anything else. But they're beautiful prints. We did some with the Transformers, and this is our first Voltron metal print. But it's going to be one to be had by all the fans.
Do you know exactly how people can get these prints and exactly where they're available?
Sure. Yeah, they go right to acidfreegallery.com. And then if you actually go to, we have a specific section for Voltron only. And just click on that Voltron section, and you can see all our prints related to Voltron. And then we have quite a few different artists that have done their rendition of Voltron. And you can see all the different art, as well as this new print by James White.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. You just mentioned the website. Didn't you just do a new revamp of the website?
Yes. We just launched a slightly new design, but we've got a lot of favorable opinions on it. And it's a lot more user-friendly. It showcases a lot of the artwork. If you get on there, you'll see that we've got an animated slideshow, and Voltron is prominent on the homepage there. So we're huge fans of Voltron. Huge fans of all things 80s. And, you know, growing up, Voltron was a huge part of our lives. So that's what we wanted to kind of pay homage to that with a collectible line of prints.
All right. So did you used to watch Voltron when you were a kid?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Growing up, Voltron was like a daydream. You know, you've got lion robots forming a giant robot that can defend the universe.
Right.
That's amazing. That's like that's every kid's dream.
And everybody who describes it the same. You're talking about five robot lions right. that form one giant robot right. that has a blazing sword that yeah. knocks out these robeasts in no time flat.
Oh my word! Yes, it's amazing. It's still amazing. I still go back and I watch the cartoon. I watch all the different animations that have been done, all these YouTubers that have done their voiceovers on the old cartoons. Man, it just brings me back to having snacks after school and watching Voltron.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When I came home after school, my mother wasn't home yet. So I got to have whatever snacks I wanted.
Yes.
All right. And then, you know, watching Voltron was just an amazing thing. And you know, I used to watch it every day.
Unbelievable. It was great.
Tell me exactly how you got started with limited edition prints and how you got into this business in the first place.
Well, I tell you, Mark, it was we started with actually a fine art printing company. So we dealt with a lot of different artists. And I've been in fine art since I was in sixth grade, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been an artist all my life. I went to school for art. I went to college for commercial art. So I'm an illustrator by trade. And I've been just interested in art my whole life. And then I started a printing company, and we deal with thousands of artists worldwide. So 3 years ago, we thought about, you know, we saw what a lot of different companies were doing with limited edition prints. And there wasn't a lot to deal with my passion and your passion.
80s cartoons,
80s memorabilia and just mind-blowing characters that were just, you know, that's what we grew up with. Mm-hmm. So I talked to different artists and I threw out the idea and I approached Hasbro. That was the big, the first company we approached. And we put out our ideas and they loved it. You know, they liked what we wanted to do. They were behind it 100%. And that's kind of how we got started. New York, 3 years ago, New York Comic Con was our big debut.
Wow.
And it just, everything we had sold out in the first 2 days. It was amazing. We had over 1,000 prints and we sold out.
Now, how did people know to find you in those early days?
Well, we started on Twitter, we started on Facebook. You know, we kind of started the word of mouth thing, and just from promoting for New York Comic Con really just put us on the map.
Wow.
And we had a line at our booth. We had a line around the corner, over 100 people waiting for these prints. So it was an amazing experience, and it's been everything great since then.
Now, do you have like a connection to these people? Do you have like their email addresses where you send out a newsletter or something like that?
Now, are you talking about the fans or the artists?
The fans who come out in droves, yes, to these conventions to,
yes,
buy this stuff.
Yes, yes. The fans can actually go to our website and they can sign up for our e-newsletter. There's a sign up around the homepage, so they can get firsthand, you know, when these prints are going to come out. So they can sign up right on the homepage at acidfreegallery.com.
That is awesome. When you first started, obviously, people want to take good care of these things when they buy them at the convention, right?
Yes, sure.
And what they do is they roll them up into these tubes, right?
Yes, yep.
Now, in the beginning, you weren't offering the tubes, were you?
No, we didn't bring the tubes. We didn't bring any plastic sleeves, just because we were trying to, you know, we were new. We were trying to sell the prints. We were trying to build our fan base. We weren't really thinking about, you know, all the different avenues that we could, you know, we could offer to the fans. But then, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. Last year at New York, we brought some tubes. We thought, hey, we'll sell tubes all 4 days. The first day we sold out. So it was ridiculous. So now we're gonna, you know, we're gonna bring this year, New York Comic Con 2014. We're gonna bring 5 times as many tubes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now you got the whole package and everybody's going to be able to protect their investment.
Yes, definitely.
As they go through the con, because this is what bothers me about when I go to conventions like San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con. I get those free posters, right?
Right, right.
Just in San Diego, we got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. posters.
Yes.
They only gave out 100 of them.
Oh, wow.
So they're very limited. But they're just regular posters, you know, you roll them up, you put them in your bag. But the problem is as you go throughout the day and you're bumping into everybody, that poster gets mangled up pretty bad.
Right. No, they're going to get damaged. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So anybody who goes out to these conventions, either bring your own tube or get one of the tubes at Chris's booth.
Right. That's the idea.
So you started with Hasbro and you did some Transformers prints.
Yes.
Now, how did you get the artists to go along with you when you started Acid Free Gallery?
Well, we had some relationships, you know, through the printing company. So we had the Fine Art Printing Company, and we had a lot of artists that were coming to us for all their limited edition prints. So, you know, they were happy with the quality that we had done there. And then we kind of transitioned through that, you know, through those contacts, to build relationships to do these license prints for, you know, Hasbro and you know, now Voltron.
Who would you say was your first artist?
Oh, our first artist was Tom Whalen.
Tom Whalen.
Yes. And a lot of people know, you know, the big fans that have the prints will know that Tom Whalen did a very popular Voltron print.
Yes.
Very popular.
I have one of those.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful print. We did 300 of the regulars, 100 of the variants, and they sold out. So, you know, these are prints that, you know, when they come out, you want to grab them because they're going to sell out quick.
I actually got a chance to interview Tom Whalen at Philly Comic Con.
Great.
And that interview is available on ToonBarn.com. So if you go to ToonBarn.com and look up Tom Whalen, you should be able to find it.
Nice. I've actually seen that one. That's a great interview.
And the thing about it is Tom Whelan, he's very much a retro guy. He's into all those retro things just like we are.
Yes.
You know, and I'm really seriously thinking about starting up an 80s club because I know all these people would join it.
I'm telling you what.
I keep on finding more and more people.
Right. You should do a Let's Voltron and then a 80s podcast right after it.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, there are a couple guys I know that do a podcast called The Gradys.
Yes.
GR and then the numbers 80, S.
Nice. Good for those guys.
They call it The Gradys. And they do everything like movies, TV, nice. Everything that happened in the 80s.
I'm telling you, when in like 20 years, the 80s are still going to be an amazing generation.
Yes. Yeah, because we're keeping it alive.
No, we are. We are keeping it alive. It was a beautiful time.
Yeah. All right. So after you got Hasbro.
Yes.
How hard was it to get your next license?
I mean, it wasn't real hard, actually. I mean, our next license was Voltron. And that kind of happened because, you know, we were at New York and, Mark, you know, our friend Mark from Let's Voltron.
Yeah.
Actually introduced us to Jeremy, who was the late creative director.
Right.
With Voltron. And he was an amazing, charismatic, you know, approachable guy. And he came over. He came to our booth. You know, we met. We were talking with Mark and Jeremy and just saying, wow, let's do this. This is amazing. I want this to happen. And that was it.
Yeah, I remember succinctly.
Yeah.
Okay, that here I was at New York Comic Con, and there's these amazing, you know, limited edition prints with Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Yes.
And I just kept on thinking to myself, oh my God, this Voltron would look great on these things.
I remember we were hanging out. It was awesome.
And I saw Jeremy at the Voltron panel.
Right.
And I interviewed him. And then I said to him, hey, Jeremy, have you been on the exhibit hall floor? And he said, no, not yet. And I said to him, you got to go check out the Acid Free Gallery booth because they are doing limited edition prints of like Transformers and G.I. Joe. And this would be perfect for Voltron. And so, you know, we went over to the booth and he saw this stuff and his eyes just lit up.
I remember it. I remember it. He had his Voltron jersey on.
Right.
I remember that. And you and Jeremy came up and we talked and we hung out for a little while and he said, let's make this happen, you know? And right. His excitement got me excited because I love Voltron. I love everything about it. I think it should be in motion pictures. I think it should be all over the world.
Yeah, and, I agree with you there.
And we just made it happen. And we've been creating some amazing artwork for Voltron ever since. And then from that, it's funny because we met at New York Comic Con. The very next year, Acid Free Gallery is on the Voltron panel.
That's right.
It was amazing.
Because they were doing a preview of everything they were doing for the 30th anniversary.
Right, right.
And that included the Todd Slater print.
Yes. Yeah. So we showed the Todd Slater foil print, which sold out immediately at New York Comic Con. And then the Glow in the Dark, which you can actually still get at our website, acidfreegallery.com. And, you know, everybody was excited. We gave away some free prints at the panel, and the fans were amazing. It was the room was packed out, if you remember.
Yeah,
and it was a great panel. I think you can still see it on Toon Bar, or
right.
I think he had some information on there.
Yeah, well, we recorded it.
Right.
So the whole thing is that not only your prints, but 80s tees and a whole bunch of other
yes.
properties
were getting. We talked about the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and now the book is coming out
right,
this year.
Right. The book's coming. It's right around the corner. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for that book.
and I found out some things about that book that are going to be nice for people that are into, you know, collecting books as well.
Are you allowed to share that, Mark?
Well, there's going to be a little bit of, you know, how you have variants.
Right.
There's going to be some variants of the book as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I can't say much more than that.
Wow. I gotta find that. I gotta find one of those.
But you're gonna like the artwork you see in the book as well.
Wow.
And we're also going to be having the season 2 comic book addendum that's going to be done by Brian Smith and Jacob Shabbat.
Oh, wow. That's going to be amazing.
All right. So you're going to get to find out what would have happened in season 2 in comic book form.
That's cool.
Good. Of Voltron Force.
That's awesome. Wow.
So
you just blew my mind there a little bit, Mark.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of little things inside that book that are just going to make you like squeal as a Voltron fan.
So we should go pre-order right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Where can we do that, Mark?
Well, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Walmart, you can go to a whole bunch of retailers. And I'm finding out that pretty soon it's going to be available on Voltron.com.
Nice.
So look out for that as
wow.
well.
I'll tell you where I'm going right after this.
If you want to find out, it's Voltron from Days of Long Ago, a 30th anniversary celebration. That's the title.
Nice. It's a beautiful looking book. I can't wait to see it.
Right. Let's go back to what happened after New York Comic Con last year.
Yes.
All right. You actually released one more Voltron print before this most recent one with James White.
Right, right.
Let's talk about Dave Perillo.
Dave Perillo, yes. He's an amazing artist. We had a good relationship with him. He did some G.I. Joe artwork for us. He sold out, actually, at New York Comic Con.
Wow.
Yeah, over 200 prints. G.I. Joe, we did a G.I. Joe and a Cobra, and a total of 400 prints sold out. So his stuff is amazing. You can follow him at Monty Gog on Twitter. It's at Monty Gog. So right. check him out. But his stuff is amazing. And his print is beautiful. DreamWorks, WEP, the whole team loved what he did. And he just took a whole different spin on it. You know, he took his kind of cartoon, his wacky kind of world look at Voltron. And I love what he did with the pilots.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something that really appealed to a lot of people. It wasn't just Voltron. It was the Voltron and the pilots.
Right, right. And we did the, I don't know if you remember, but we did the cool giveaway with the little mouse.
Right. Space
like
mouse.
Right. That's a little fan favorite. But we did a little giveaway, and someone actually won the original drawing from what Dave did from the original purchases.
That's pretty cool. Good.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty rare where, you know, you're in the business of doing limited edition screen prints, but to actually get the actual original drawing, that's pretty amazing.
Right. We like to sell screen prints, and we sell G clay prints, which are high end fine art prints. But we like to draw the fan in with the occasional giveaway of like an original or maybe extremely limited, like on metal, you know, something like that. But
The glow in the dark. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, that really went over well. And they really looked great. I'm not sure if you saw the glow in the dark.
I did.
Did you get one of those?
I did get one of those.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, you turn the lights off and Voltron is glowing.
Right.
In all his glory.
And so I tried that out and it works great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You used a word out there that not a whole lot of people probably know. What does G clay mean?
G clay is it's just a high end printing. It's a printing format for fine art print. And G clay is actually a French word for squirt, which I know it sounds weird, but if you look up G clay on Wikipedia, that's what it's going to tell you.
Okay.
It's the French word for squirt. And, it's just an high end art reproduction format. You know, we use 12 color machines, so we're not just using 4 color printing formats. We're using 12 color printing machines, and it's printing the highest end archival art print that you can ever find on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how much does stuff like that go for?
I mean, G-clays, it's funny. Typically G-clays are higher priced than screen prints, but because we own the printing company and we get a lot of things in volume, we can actually bring the cost down to the collectors to actually offer screen prints and G clay prints at about the same cost, which is amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, we want the best for the collectors and the fans. You know, a lot of people charge a lot more for G-Clays, but we usually keep the prices, about the same between G-Clays and screen prints.
And I got to tell you, one thing that I've always liked about Acid Free Gallery is it's very reasonably priced. And if you're one of those people who doesn't mind, you know, trying to jump to the front of the line at the conventions and get there on preview night or get there at the first chance you can, those are the times when you have to come to the conventions and find these acid-free prints.
Yes,
I agree. But there's also times when you don't have conventions going on.
Right.
That you put things on sale like this one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's trying to get there the day it comes out online. We always announce the time so everybody has a good chance. And, we try to keep it fair. We try to keep the prices reasonable. But, you know, you're getting a beautiful lifelong print at a reasonable price.
Right. Does it bother you that the aftermarket prices on some of these are so high?
No, it doesn't bother us. That's kind of part of the business. You know, you got limited prints. Part of the thing that drives the collectability of the prints are the people that are reselling these prints. And we appreciate them. You know, they love what we do. And they know the fans love what we do. So they're right there. You know, they're waiting for it to come out. And, sometimes the prices are 5-6 times the price that we charge. But right. They appreciate what we're doing. And they, you know, they're there to grab it. And, you know, if it sells out, unfortunately, that's the only way to get it. It's on the aftermarket.
Well, that's why it's important to go to Acid Free Gallery and get on their newsletter list.
Yes. Yep. All right. Right on the homepage, acidfreegallery.com. Sign up. You'll know exactly when everything's coming out.
Okay. Now, you need to describe to me also, what is this type of paper that is acid free?
Acid free. I know we get a lot of questions about acid free because, you know,
right.
People from the 60s and 70s think it's like a, it's like a, some kind of drug reference or whatever.
LSD?
Right, right. But acid-free is actually, it's a type of paper. It's archival certified. You know, it's certified to last 200 years plus. A lot of papers, you know, in the past had acid in them, you know, kind of help them keep their brightness and, you know, the quality of the paper.
But they wouldn't last forever, right?
They wouldn't last forever. No, they wouldn't. They would actually disintegrate. Within 20 to 30 years, actually.
Uh-huh.
So acid free is kind of where we got our name. It's a fine art term for paper that would last 200 plus years.
Wow.
Actually, you know, there hasn't been testing been done past 200 years, but the acid free paper is something, you know, it's top of the line. You know, we're not going to offer anything less than top of the line for collectible prints.
Wow. So you've got a good touch on your suppliers then, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they're great.
You're not in any danger of losing a supplier for acid-free paper.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because we don't want to have anything happen to you because we want to see some more Voltron prints, all right?
There is more Voltron on the horizon.
No. Really?
You know as well as I do, there's a big anniversary coming up.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
So what can we expect?
We can expect an amazing art print from Acid Free Gallery for the Voltron 30th anniversary.
You mean September 10th?
September 10th is
awesome.
Right around the corner. And we've got big plans for it.
Wow. All right. I'm going to stretch it a little bit and I'm going to try to ask beyond that, you probably won't be able to tell us who the artist is or
I'll tell you about the artist. A little bit about the artist. It's a new artist.
Oh.
We've never worked with this artist, but what he's done with Voltron is gonna blow your mind.
Wow.
It is amazing. I mean, we saw a preview a few days ago, and just what we've seen. We've got villains, we've got Voltron, which is something we haven't done before.
No, I haven't seen any villains in any of these films yet.
This thing is going to just blow your mind. I mean, I'm laughing right now. I'm just smiling because it is so beautiful.
You know people are going to jump on this one, don't you?
People are going to – they're going to love it because it's everything Voltron tied into one print. I mean, it's just – it's everything I saw when I was a little kid and just amazing.
Did it transport you back in time?
It did. When I saw it, I looked at it and I had to pause because I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, he's got Voltron. He's got everything we love about Voltron. You know, he's got the villains. He's got, you know, everything tied into one print.
Now that's only going to be available online, right?
Only online. AcidFreeGallery.com. And we're going to release, if you follow us on Twitter at AcidFreeGallery or on Facebook, Acid Free Gallery. You can, that's where you get the most updated information about release information.
Now, one thing that I've always liked about you, and this was something that nobody else does, all right, you tease a print.
Yes.
By showing just a little portion of it.
Right.
Where did you come up with that idea? Because that is awesome. I love doing that.
Well, no one else ever did it. And we just thought it was an interesting way to get people kind of intrigued and kind of, you know, following what we're doing and just kind of see what's next and that's what happened. You know, we tease a little bit, we'll show like maybe one fifth, one quarter of the print, and then it just keeps people on the edge of their seat and just, you know, keeps them coming back. And it's been really effective.
Do you get a lot of people guessing at what it is?
Oh yeah, yeah. We get a ton of people guessing. They try to guess the artist. They try to guess, you know, what the subject matter is, you know. Like our last print, we made it pretty obvious. It was Voltron because we showed the cross.
Right.
Showed the colors. But sometimes we'll show just a really small section of it. And,
right.
You know, people are trying to guess what the subject matter is.
Right. When you did Dave Perillo's.
Right.
You showed like a planet in the corner.
Right.
And I could tell it was out in space.
Yes.
But, you know, it was obviously you couldn't really guess a whole lot else.
Oh, we got all kinds of guesses from The Matrix to Spaceballs to, you know, like, I don't think anybody guessed Voltron, but we had a lot of guesses on that one.
Okay. All right. Now, the next thing we're going to go to is New York Comic Con.
Yes.
All right.
We're excited about that.
That's the next big show for you,
this
right?
This is our biggest show ever. We've got huge, huge things for New York.
All right. So can you let anything out of the bag?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Mark, only for you.
Only for Let's
only
Voltron
for,
podcast
only
listeners,
for
right?
Let's Voltron. I'll tell you what we're going to be doing. We've got our first ever cinema print.
No way.
Yes. And you're the first one to hear that.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're not telling what it is, but we've got a licensed, officially licensed cinema print coming to New York Comic Con.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you're going to be competing with Mondo then, aren't you?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. A little competition there, but we're not worried about it. We've got a great artist, a new artist we never worked with before, but huge. Huge artist in the poster scene. Beautiful image. I mean, this is going to blow people's minds. And we've got Voltron, brand new Voltron.
Wow.
For New York Comic Con.
Woohoo!
We've got brand new Transformers for New York Comic Con.
Man, I'm going to have to hang out at your booth again.
It's going to be amazing. We've got a huge, huge show planned for New York.
Oh, I can't wait. We're bringing the biggest Voltron party ever to New York, don't you?
I hope so.
We've already got like several people listen to the podcast who said, I can make it to New York. I'll come. So
nice.
We want to have a huge party for Voltron at New York.
Well, I'm hoping there's a Voltron panel at New York.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
Yeah, we'll be there. I'll have my Voltron t-shirt on. I always do on Sunday. I always wear my Voltron t-shirt on Sunday. So
that's family day.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens at New York Comic Con this year.
Wow, I can't wait. You must have artists coming out of the woodwork wanting to work with you guys.
Yes. Yeah, we get 5 or 6 artists every week contacting us to showing their portfolios, trying to see if they can work up a deal with us.
So how would an artist get involved with you? It's like if say an artist was listening to the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, if there's any artists out there, you can email us info@acidfreegallery.com. You know, hook us up with your portfolio. We'll see what happens, and we'll get in contact with you.
So what kind of things would win you over?
Well, we're looking for, you know, something that's cutting edge, something that's going to represent Voltron, you know, in the way that it's known and remembered. And, you know, that's what we got coming in September. I mean, this is someone that contacted us out of the blue and showed us what they can do. And we saw what they could do, and it's amazing.
Had you seen this person's work before?
No, we hadn't seen it before.
Wow.
Yeah. If you've got what it takes, you know, share what you've got, and we'll take a look. It's a huge stage for any artist, you know, to be exposed to this type of media.
With this September 10th Voltron print that's coming out on the exact 30th anniversary date, would there be any chance that maybe we could give one away on the podcast?
Sure. Yes.
Is that possible?
That'd be great.
What do you think would be the best idea for picking the winner? Do you think we should have them guess who the artist is, or how do you think
I think we should have them show us their Voltron.
Show us their Voltron.
Show us their Voltron fanship. Let's see pictures. Who's the greatest Voltron fan.
All right. So are you saying show us pictures that they've drawn like an artist, or show pictures of them in Voltron gear, or what types of pictures?
I think Voltron gear.
I
think they should submit to Let's Voltron. I think they should show us their Voltron. And,
okay.
Take some pictures, submit them to the podcast, and let's see what's happening. You know, see what happens.
All right. So then would you be willing to come back onto the podcast to be able to give that away?
That'd be great. We'd love to.
Would that be great?
Yes.
And we could do that right around September 10th then, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So you heard it, podcast listeners. All right. We want to see your best Let's Voltron, okay? It doesn't have to say Let's Voltron, but it would be really cool if you wrote Let's Voltron or something on it.
That'd be awesome. Hey, you have a tattoo?
Or a tattoo?
If you have pictures of your friends in Voltron gear, your girlfriend in a, you know, Voltron bikini, whatever you got.
Okay.
Show it to us.
All right. You can send those to letsvoltronpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can post them for us on Facebook at Let's Voltron or on Twitter at Let's Voltron. Sound good?
I tell you what, Mark, what we're going to give away.
What are we going to give away?
We're going to give away a metal version of the print. That's big time.
Wow.
Yeah. So show us your Voltron.
Okay. That sounds great. I really appreciate that, Chris. That's
no problem.
That's gold right there.
That is. It is. It is gold. So whoever's out there, let's see it. Let's see your Voltron fanship.
All right. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
How are you going to, other than launching this brand new artist, this brand new print on September 10th, how are you going to be celebrating Voltron on September 10th? Are you going to be watching the TV shows? Are you going
to really want to know?
How are you going to be doing it?
I'm probably going to sit on the couch with my Voltron cup in my Voltron jersey, watching Voltron the original for 24 hours.
Oh,
how does that sound?
Oh, a marathon.
Yes.
A marathon. That is awesome.
Yes.
All right. Are you going to be looking at it on Netflix? Are you going to be looking on YouTube? Are you going to be looking at it on DVD? How
usually,
are you looking at it?
I watch it through DVD on the big screen. That's
okay.
Like. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you have those 2006 Media Blasters DVDs that came out in the tins?
I think that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I have.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. Everybody should have that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us on Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. And I got to tell you, it's exciting to see this new Voltron art every time it comes out, to see these artists, and they're as big of fans of Voltron as we are.
I tell you what, Mark, there's excitement about Voltron. Every time we approach an artist or an artist approaches us, they love Voltron. It should be a household word. It should be out there on everyone's television. And I'm hoping DreamWorks can bring us the Voltron.
The Voltron movie, the Voltron TV show, the Voltron everything, right?
Everything.
Yes.
Especially live action movie.
Yes. Yes.
That's my dream.
All right. Well, only DreamWorks can make that happen right now.
Right. That's another podcast.
Right. That's another podcast. All right. We're going to close this up, but I want to thank you for coming on with us. Thank you for offering a free Voltron print to one of the listeners. So
no problem.
You know, we're really looking forward to people sending in their show us your Voltron.
No problem. We're huge fans of Let's Voltron. Let's keep it going, Mark.
All right.
World Events Productions presents Voltron from days of long ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news on Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. We have just learned that the 30th anniversary book by Viz Media, Voltron from Days of Long Ago, is now available for pre-order on store.voltron.com. And it shows three images. The first image is the front cover, which you've already seen. The second image is the back cover. On the back cover, there's a paragraph that says, "In 1984, Voltron, Defender of the Universe, hit the television airwaves, and the world of giant robots has never been the same. Here, collected for the first time ever, is a rare look at the history of the show and the pop culture phenomenon that followed, plus an in-depth look at the lore and legend of Voltron, Defender of the Universe." You're also going to see a picture of a page inside the book that shows the script page for episode number 101, In Search of New Worlds. So you'll get to see that. And at the same time, on the product description page, it says, "Viz Media brings you this exclusive 30th anniversary book from Days of Long Ago by Brian Smith and Mark Morrell, street date 10/28/14. By ordering at Voltron.com, you get a signed edition of the book by original Voltron producer Ted Koppler. 30 years ago, America was introduced to Voltron, Defender of the Universe. This is a detailed look at the Voltron universe, including the story of how Voltron took the U.S. by storm and continues to be culturally relevant today. 144 pages. Features include archival images, exclusive interviews, a complete Robeast catalog, and brand new materials created exclusively for this book. All items ordered with this book will ship when the book ships." So that's it. There you have it. The breaking news is that you can now pre-order 30th anniversary book from Viz Media on Voltron.com. So everybody out there, go right now to Acid Free Gallery. If there's still some prints left of James White's print, go out there and get it on Acid Free Gallery. We're really looking forward to the future prints that we're going to see on September 10th and the exclusives at New York Comic Con. But we want you guys to go out there on Acid Free Gallery and try to get James White's print. All right? Now, before I go, I need to tell you who will be joining me on the next episode. You all know him as the original voice of Keith and Pidge and countless other characters from Voltron, Defender of the Universe, Fleet of Doom, and Voltron, the Third Dimension. Get ready for Neil Ross. As we often like to do, you have your chance to ask Neil Ross a question on the podcast. You'll have 3 to 4 days to get your questions in because we have to have them by Monday, August 11th, at 6 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. Send them to letsvoltronpodcast@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 860 4 mullet. Okay, let's recap on your homework. First, we asked you to tell us your plans for September 10th, the 30th anniversary of Voltron. Second, Chris Wofford wants you to show us your Voltron by sending us pictures decked out in Voltron gear. And finally, send us your questions for Neil Ross. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Voltron fans are the most passionate fans in the universe. Thank you for listening to Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. We'll see you next time on
Let's Voltron!